Well, if I was saying the word I, either me or my I, or yes, you know, I would say I. But in Dundee, you'd say eh.
Ah.
Eh. So.
That's like eh.
Eh, eh, eh he's something in me
right.
Eh.
Right.
You know, so it's an eh, it's very much a. If I was saying I'm really hungry, I'd say I'm starving. In Dundee dialect, I'd say I'm sterving.
Okay.
Which is the same as Dutch. It's actually the same word in Dutch. In German, it's sterben for dying. In Dutch, it's sterven. And in Dundee, which of course is on the East Coast, and so there probably was a lot of... The word they'd use is sterven. And there, the Dutch number for five is fev. And in Dundee, it's fev. You know, so it's een twa fower fev. And so... That would be the one of the differences anyway on the vowel sound.
Interesting. That's fascinating.
Yeah, I mean the consonants too, but then that's not unusual with you know so I would say butter, tea, but in Dundee it would be a glottal stop. It would be butter. I think that. On a lot of the vowels, it would be the same. On the consonants, it would be the same. So they would do a glottal stop, butter. It's almost like a French beurre. And so butter. But the main difference that I see with Glasgow is in the vowels. So in Glasgow, they'd say the ball for the ball, the ball. In Dundee, it would be the ba. Heed the bar, and in Glasgow it would be heed the ball, and Edinburgh would be the same, heed the ball, but in Dundee it's heed the bar, and only in Dundee. So if you go outside Dundee, you'd just cross into the kind of country area, it's all back to just a generic Scottish, but in Dundee, it's who knows why? I mean, it could be. I think the Dutch kind of influence, but it was a long time. It was a textile place with the factories, the very loud factories, and I think the sounds might have changed because as I say, Glaswegian folks will, you know, they won't. Well, just give you an example of a concert. I actually heard this as a real conversation, but somebody went into a pie shop. Now in Dundee, pie would be pear. But they weren't looking for pears; they were looking for a bridie, and a bridie is just a pastry, you know, a meat pastry. And so the woman went up to the desk and said, "Twa bridies," which is two bridies, "a plenin and a ninganin and a." Okay, so a plenin is a plain one,
right.
Just regular, and an inganin is an onion one, okay, because ingan is the word for onion, ingan. Mm-hmm. So, and ana is as well, you know, so you come in ana as well, you know. So, twa bridies, a plenin and an inganin ana. And it's so funny, you know, because, yeah, people say that, and... And you know, and the weird thing with it for this person was listening in on it and said the weird thing for him was that the shop assistant understood perfectly, you know, like just went and got the twa bridies playing in and na, and so in Scotland and other parts of Scotland they would use ingan, I've heard that, but the aw. Or all, in Dundee, it's ah.